Thank you very much, Mr. Leader. To you and to David Bonier and to the entire Democratic Caucus leadership, thank you for what you have done for our country. I would also like to single out for special thanks and praise Congressman John Conyers and all of the members of the Judiciary Committee who are present here today. And to you, Dick Gephardt, I would like to repeat a judgment that I made to the smaller group earlier. You and I came here on the same day 22 years ago. And in all that time, I don't believe I have heard a finer speech on the floor of the House of Representatives than the one that you delivered this morning. But in all that time, I do believe this is the saddest day I have seen in our nation's capital. Because today's vote in the House of Representatives disregarded the plain wishes and goodwill of the American people and the plain meaning of our Constitution. Let me say simply, the President has acknowledged that what he did was wrong, but we must all acknowledge that invoking the solemn power of impeachment in the cause of partisan politics is wrong. Wrong for our Constitution, wrong for the United States of America. Republican leaders would not even allow the members of the House of Representatives to cast the vote they wanted to. They were not allowed to vote their conscience. What happened as a result does a great disservice to a man I believe will be regarded in the history books as one of our greatest presidents. There is no doubt in my mind that the verdict of history will undo the unworthy judgment rendered a short while ago in the United States Capitol. But we do not have to wait for history. Instead, let us live up to the ideals of this season. Let us reach out to one another and reach out for what is best in ourselves, our history, and our country. Let us heal this land, not tear it apart. Let us move forward, not toward bitter and angry division. Our founders anticipated that there might be a day like this one, when excessive partisanship unlocked a form of vitriol and vehemence that hurts our nation. We all know that a process that wounds good people in both parties does no service to this country. What America needs is not resignations, but the renewal of civility, respect for one another, decency toward each other, and the certain belief that together we can serve this land and make a better life for all of our people. That is what President Clinton has done. That is what he is doing, and that is what he will continue to do for the next 2 years. I feel extremely privileged to have been able to serve with him as his partner for the past 6 years, and I look forward to serving with him for the next 2 years. I have seen him close at hand, day after day, making the most important decisions about peace, prosperity, and our future, and making them always by asking what is right for the American people, what is right for all of the American people. I know him. I know his wonderful First Lady. I know his... I know his heart and his will, and I have seen his work. 6 years ago, he was left with the highest budget deficit in history, and he ended it. 6 years ago, he was handed a failing economy. Today, because of his leadership, we are on the verge of the longest period of peacetime prosperity in all of American history. And I know nothing will stop him from doing the job that the American people sent him here to do. I say to you today, President William Jefferson Clinton will continue and will complete his mission on behalf of the American people. I'm proud to present to you my friend, America's great president, Bill Clinton.